15 and time to review the worst broadcast moments of the week.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love? Maybe I didn't answer the question.
Okay.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that!
Don't answer the question! What's the answer?
Do you enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
I'm sorry, I must not have done quick.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. A little bit later today, tried to reschedule for Jason Garrett. Now we have to reschedule Jason Garrett. All right, candidate number one actually features Jason Garrett. When the great Gordo ran into him on the field here at training camp, that's an interesting matchup right there. It's always interesting when Gordo talks to the Cowboys head coach, whether it's those short visits he used to have with Wade or the strange back and forth he used to have with Parcells. This is Gordo trying to talk to Jason Garrett, and you had a question in mind, but you never got to it because he stopped you down by telling you to turn off your dang tape recorder.
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable. It started off, we were just the best of friends.
Joking, laughing.
And then he sees a tape recorder, and it's like it was an Et tu, Brute moment.
All right, let's give a listen.
Josh is getting it done. Josh is getting it done. University of Buffalo.
Hey. Hi, Coach Garrett. Gordon Keith, The Ticket.
What's going on?
I have just
become a legendary figure in this town.
Oh, I don't know about that. I got to ask you some advice.
No,
because I've been.
Are we rolling right now?
We're rolling right now.
Yeah, let's not roll right now. Is that okay?
Okay, this is a.
What a shutdown.
That is my favorite piece of audio for training camp. There's so many gems in there.
Gems.
First of all, listen for Jason Garrett's fake laugh after he compliments Gordo, and then Gordo says, well, I don't know about that. Then I love the moment when Garrett realizes that Gordon has a recorder, and it's as though someone is pointing a gun at Jason Garrett. He says, no, what's going on?
Like I just produced a revolver.
And then at the very end, when Gordon acts like he's going to continue talking to him, well, yeah, I just, and he's got nowhere to go.
I got nothing.
This is,
this is our treasuries.
All right, some more.
Josh is getting it done. Josh is getting it done. University of Buffalo.
Hey.
Hi, Coach Garrett.
Gordon Keith, The Ticket.
What's going on?
I have just,
you've become a legendary figure in this town.
Oh, I don't know about that. I got to ask you some advice.
No.
Because I've been.
Are we rolling right now?
We're rolling right now.
Yeah, let's not roll right now. Is that okay?
Okay, this is a.
This is what? What were you going to say?
I don't know.
This is audio?
I went blank after that. I can't even recall what happened. I just remember it was awkward because now I'm having to do the bit off the air with it, which makes no sense.
All right, for the next awkward joke, we need the isolated Garrett laugh.
Hey, there was another one at the very beginning when he says, yeah, Josh is getting it done. University of Buffalo. Huh. Did you hear that?
No.
Okay, play it, Jerry.
Josh is getting it done. Josh is getting it done. University of Buffalo.
Right, Coach Garrett. Gordon Keith, The Ticket.
Right before he says University of Buffalo.
You've become a legendary figure in this town.
Well, I don't know about that. I got to ask you some advice. Because I've been.
Are we rolling right now?
We're rolling right now.
Let's not roll right now. Is that okay?
Okay, this is a.
No. What?
Oh, I hate myself.
All right, that's awesome. Candidate number two happened here at training camp. This is a very special training camp edition of the emergency break of the week. Another training camp moment. Norm trying to bring Tom Gribble. Now, Tom's been putting in some long hours here. He comes down here to the Alamo Dome, tries to help us out, getting Cowboy guest. Then has
you
to
did a great
help
job
out.
With Garrett today.
Not his fault. Then he helps Norm, does his normal responsibilities with Bad Radio, and then also is here in the afternoon evenings with the Hardline. Well, Norm tried to bring him on the air to ask him, I don't know, some Norm question. And
now that's dismissive.
And listen to this audio mess.
Tom, put on the headset.
No, he doesn't need to.
Tom, put on the headset down there.
Tom.
Put on
the headset.
Tom.
Put on
there he is.
Tom.
Okay.
Sorority.
Tom.
You want me to streak across the field, Norm?
No, we need an explanation for you, Tom.
Pop your shirt off.
You were working on producing bad radio and getting Stephen McGee before you got to Doug Free for us. What's up here?
Hey, man. I know we're what side of the bread my
what
toast is buttered on.
What?
Well, it's really weird.
Oh,
I'm not good at the country colloquialisms, man.
Jer, now you pull several things I say. I need that Tom Gribble bite pulled for the mouth.
There's too many to choose from.
I know what side of the bread my toast is buttered on. Was that right, Tom?
So you've heard it before. Yes. Very popular. Yes. Everybody says that.
Yeah, Tom proved that he's just not good at colloquialisms.
Right. I still don't know what I was trying to say.
Don't birds have that, a colloquialism vent?
I think so. Man, you're fascinated with the bird vent, aren't you?
There's ornithologists out there laughing.
All right, so there's Tom screwing up a phrase for the e-break and screwing up Norm's show there for about 10 seconds. Speaking of Norm, there's probably better ways to say that the Cowboys have a day off than this.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and a very happy Tuesday morning to you from a very quiet Alamo Dome in San Antonio, because this is the day the players get off. By rule, the...
Is everybody laughing? And they get the day off. Why is everybody laughing at the booth?
At any rate, yes, this is the day the players do not have to work.
Well, he just emphasized it and paused afterwards.
Shocking remark right out of the gate. They just sprung open the gates and all the horses are out and he just says that.
Hi, Norm.
Hi, lads. How are you?
Hey, Norm. Hi, Norm. Yeah, that's one way to say the Cowboys have the day off, Norm.
Well, it was that day.
But were you sure that all of the players were doing that with their off day?
No. I wasn't.
Let's hear that one more time.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and a very happy Tuesday morning to you from a very quiet Alamo Dome in San Antonio, because this is the day the players get off. By rule.
By rule.
By rule, I have to.
Why is everybody laughing at the
booth? Oh, that's good.
You're awesome, Norm.
That is good.
Well, I immediately thought, what did I say there? Because there's laughter all the back of the room. You guys are leaving your laughter.
Yeah, we fell out laughing. Saroy didn't help you.
We couldn't handle it.
He never does, by the way.
No,
you have a long history of that. Your producers do not help you in awkward moments.
All you do is hire saboteurs as producers.
All right, we love you, Norm.
I love you guys.
That's Norm up for an e-break. So is Tom. So is Gordo. Those are your three candidates, Norm, Tom, or Gordo. 214-787-1310.
Oh.
And hey, it's training camp. Let's vote responsible. What do you say? Responsibly. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Am I on the air?
Yep.
Well, let's not keep me on it.
That's a pretty funny Jason Garrett moment there. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
100-pound slice born.
Huh.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, first thing I'd like to do is insert a witty comment here.
Okay.
And then ask for a Katy Perry song to be played, and then vote for Norm.
Okay.
Huh.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Am I on AM radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Neesers, I want to vote for the great Gordo. Just so you know, love you.
Love you,
please
too.
Leave us alone.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Philo's ex-bitch, Gordon Keith.
Oh, that's my new title.
Oh. Call that. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? He just wanted to do Dale Start up there. That's
I think
all
that's Norm introducing the goose.
Oh, I thought it was Startup Dale.
No, I think it was Norm going, happy to be about, happy to be about.
Oh, okay.
Goose.
All right. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Hi, good morning. I would like to vote for Gordon, and I'm really sorry Jason Garrett played.
What?
Is that a long-lost Skinlana?
Yeah, it sounds like a Skinlana.
No, that's the Stoma Man, I think.
Oh, sounds like a Skinlana.
The one that hugs Davey all the time when he's in eighth grade.
Yeah, but he always identifies himself.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just doing a Skin Lonin voice.
He always votes for Davey's biological parents for giving up such a beautiful boy.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Evan Grant's bull penis.
Not a candidate.
He's distanced.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, can we make this quick? My manager's letting me get off real quick to make this vote.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'm the generic announcer from 105.3 The Fail. My voice inflects the weird parts of the sentence. I want to vote for Gordo.
Maybe the greatest caller we've ever had to e-break, and that gives Gordo a win.
Wow.
Yeah, a win, a win.
That's friend.
The strange back and forth. It turned very tense and funny between Gordon and Jason Garrett. At least someone talked to Jason Garrett this morning.
Yeah.
Josh is getting it done. Josh is getting it done. University of Buffalo.
Hey.
Hi, Coach Garrett. Gordon Keith,
the ticket.
What's going on?
I have just...
You've become a legendary figure in this town.
Well, I don't know about that. I got to ask you some advice.
No,
because I've been...
Are we rolling right now?
We're rolling right now.
Yeah, let's not roll right now. Is that okay?
Okay, this is a...
I can't believe the turn it takes. He is so happy to see you, compliments you, and then...
No, wait.
No, wait, what are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, my God.
Put it down. How many wins is that for the greatest of all known
Gordos? Well, I don't know if this could be true, but it's his first win since late March, and he is second all-time, just four behind you, Ja.
When was the last time I won before March? Because I think I've had quite a drought.
You've won on March 25th, and let's see, before that, January 21st.
Been a tough year for you.
It has been.
Has. But I'm only four behind Giorgio.
Yeah.
You used to have double-digit leads, Giorgio.
Yeah.
You're in third place. Norm is second. You're slipping.
Wow.
Mm. How many is Norm behind me?
Norm is one behind. He could have tied you today.
Wow.
And this is the day that Norm has to get off. By rule.
By rule.
He doesn't need any rules
by noon to give away the bad radio.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.